It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Thursday, October 26th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Summit Carbon Solutions requests to withdraw more than 50 million gallons of water each year from the ground near a northeast Iowa ethanol plant does not serve a beneficial use and should be denied, according to a lawsuit filed with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. The Iowa Capital Dispatch reports the DNR issued a water withdrawal permit to a subsidiary of Summit in May, which would use the water as a coolant in its carbon capture process at Homeland Energy Solutions near Lawler. Three people whose drinking water is derived from the aquifer that Summit hopes to tap filed suit last week in state district court, asking a judge to vacate the permit the DNR issued. Sierra Club of Iowa attorney Wally Taylor filed the lawsuit on behalf of Kathy Carter, Kim Junker, and Candace Brandow Larson. Their concern is that the water withdrawals would adversely impact the sources of their drinking water and that the purpose of those withdrawals does not comply with a beneficial use requirement in state law. The lawsuit points to internal discussions at the DNR the Sierra Club obtained through a records request for department emails, which show that Summit's permit request was unlike any others the department had previously considered, but the DNR concluded fit the beneficial use requirement. According to DNR records, Summit's permit allows it to withdraw nearly 56 million gallons of water each year. That's triple what Lawler, a town of 400, can withdraw at up to 18 million gallons annually, but considerably less than New Hampton, about 3,400 people, which can withdraw 313 million gallons. The DNR has not yet responded to the lawsuit in district court. Summit is seeking another water withdrawal permit in Wright County. Little information is being released about an incident requiring law enforcement at a school and a hospital Wednesday in northeast Iowa. The Winnesee County Sheriff's Office says they responded, along with Decorah Police, to a reported situation that possibly involved St. Benedict School and Wynn Med in Decorah. The Sheriff's Office says precautionary and safety measures were taken at both locations and an investigation was conducted. Sheriff Dan Marks says there is no ongoing safety concern to the public and no other information will be released. Funeral services have been set for a North Iowa firefighter who died after he was seriously injured in a crash en route to a fire last weekend. The Iowa State Patrol says the wreck occurred on Exeter Avenue, north of 215th Street in Ionia, as an Ionia Fire Department fire truck and Polaris Ranger were headed to a fire around 4 p.m. Sunday afternoon. Both vehicles were attempting to pass a slower-moving tractor when the fire truck hit the back of the UTV, causing the driver, 43-year-old Anthony Hoffman of Ionia, to lose control of the UTV, which rolled over and ejected him. Hoffman was then flown by medical helicopter to Mayo Clinic in Rochester, where the 17-year veteran of the Ionia Fire Department later died. Funeral services for Hoffman will be held at 8 o'clock tomorrow night at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Ionia. Friends may greet the family prior to the service from 3 to 8 p.m. tomorrow. Hugeback Johnson Funeral Home and Crematory in New Hampton is in charge of arrangements. More information is available on the obituary page of our station website. The Chickasaw County Board of Supervisors is trying to prioritize county projects regarding two of their newer facilities. In the past year, the county took over the former Heritage Residential Care Facility just south of New Hampton, with a number of nonprofits and other service agencies relocating into the building. The county has also been exploring moving the county's public health department into what is now known as the Heritage Center. They've also been in discussions with the city of New Hampton to extend water service to the building, which is outside of city limits. In August, the county purchased a building to eventually house its new ambulance service. Before it becomes a permanent home for the EMS department, it must be remodeled to include office space and sleeping quarters for emergency responders who may be on call. During their regular meeting Monday, Supervisor Jacob Hackman said the county needs more concrete numbers before proceeding on any of the projects.
Again, you don't know nothing until RFPs go out and prices come back. Anybody give an estimate? In my opinion, and that's what they see, but is that what the true cost is going to be in all three of these projects? You know, nobody knows that. We're just playing that, quote, guessing game until we haven't got one quote back yet from all three projects. We have estimates, but do we have any hard numbers out there on all three of these? No.
As an example, Hackman said if it's going to cost more than $400,000 to relocate public health to the Heritage Center, he would not support it. While the push continues to pass a bond referendum to revitalize Charles City High School, built in 1960, the district is bringing down a building even older than that. Tuesday, crews began demolishing the school district's former bus barn at the college grounds, a structure that Director of Operations Jerry Mitchell says was built in 1930. Mitchell notes that when discussions were held about building the district's new bus barn and tearing down the old one, there was a lot of community support on that project. He says everyone knew the old bus barn building was at the end of its life. Mitchell notes, when you sat inside that building, it was like stars above you because of so many holes in the roof. Although the school district isn't about to tear down the high school, school officials are hoping voters will pass a $28.5 million bond referendum to make improvements and upgrades to a building that hasn't had any major work done to it since it was built 63 years ago. About a third of the $28.5 million would go to adding a new 800-seat performing arts auditorium. Passage of the bond would require a 60% majority yes vote during the November 7th election. A Charles City man accused of exposing himself to neighbors last spring has been arrested for violating his probation. Charles City Police initially arrested 66-year-old Michael Hant in April for indecent exposure after a neighbor claimed Hant was observed on Hant's front porch and front yard not wearing pants or underwear. The criminal complaint said other neighbors alleged that Hant's actions were a recurring issue. Hant was originally charged with indecent exposure, but in September pleaded guilty to second-degree harassment. He was placed on supervised probation for 1 year and fined $430. Earlier this month, a probation violation report said Hant missed at least two appointments with his parole officer, including one to sign up for probation. Probation revocation was ordered last week, and CCPD arrested Hant on a Floyd County warrant at about 8 o'clock Tuesday night. A probation revocation hearing for Hant is scheduled for December 8th in Floyd County District Court. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.